You know, when you make it to the Olympics and somebody asks if you expect to win a medal, one properly modest response is, I'm just happy to be here. You say that even if you don't really mean it. But American Zach Lund really means it. He is thrilled to be in Vancouver for Friday's start of the Winter Olympics.
4 years ago, Lund showed up at the Winter Olympics in Italy, favored to win a gold medal in skeleton. That's the event, like luge, except head first. Lund was forced to leave because of a last-minute drug suspension. Now he's back, as NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Zach Lund called it his walk of shame. Kicked out of the 2006 Winter Olympics because of a positive drug test, he had to pass by U.S. teammates getting ready for the opening ceremony.
Everyone is out in their gear looking all snazzy, and I was walking out with my bags, which was kind of embarrassing in a way.
Lund recounted that painful moment the next day in a park in Turin, Italy. As we spoke, my gaze drifted up to his hair. That thinning hair was the culprit. Lund had been trying to save it for several years with hair loss medication containing a substance called finasteride. He'd always written it down on drug testing forms, always made sure finasteride wasn't on the list of banned drugs. Until 2005.
After 5 years of checking, I figured, you know what, this is obviously not illegal. And I guess I just got comfortable with that fact.
Because he didn't check, Lund missed the addition of finasteride to the banned list. The World Anti-Doping Agency, WADA, decided it could be used to mask steroids. Lund tested positive and was suspended for a year. In announcing the punishment, the Court of Arbitration for Sport said it found Lund to be an honest athlete and that it was suspending him with a heavy heart. Now, Lund says he left Turin devastated, but full of resolve.
I came back with a vengeance the next year. Had a lot to prove.
Once again, this is getting to be a regular occurrence. Zach Lund is your champion at the FIBT Skeleton World Cup here in Park City. Zach,
in 2007, Lund won the skeleton overall World Cup title. But a year later, cruising toward the Vancouver Olympics, he hit another emotional pothole. WADA announced in late 2008 it was taking finasteride off the banned list.
I think that was a big punch in the gut because I already knew I wasn't a cheat. But to have it confirmed that it was all for nothing, it was all for naught, that's hard to accept. And I've done my best to cope with it, but it hasn't been easy.
When the anger does spill over, much of it is directed at WADA, which pushed for Lund's suspension after the United States Anti-Doping Agency decided to only give Lund a public warning. Lund thinks WADA is an unbending agency that considers itself policeman, judge, and jury in drug cases. He says the anti-doping system over which WADA presides is broken, unwilling to distinguish between an athlete who dopes by mistake, as Lund says he did, and one who's a hardcore user. Maybe that was the case in the past, but less so now. And it was the Zach Lund case that helped bring about change. WADA Director General David Howman says the six-year-old WADA code, which harmonizes anti-doping rules around the globe, was revised last year to go easier in some cases and harder in others.
The sort of cases that you might have of inadvertent doping have a more flexible process within the sanction process. The other end of it is that we have now rules which are firmer, and that the athletes who have committed aggravated cases of doping can be sanctioned up to 4 years.
One U.S. anti-doping official says this shows the system is far from broken. What's truly reflective of a fair system, the official says, is one that tries to get better.
Start time was 5:58. He had a 56 in the first heat, and it does not look really clean what Zach does here.
Zach Lund says the past skeleton season has been less than ideal. He's had a nagging hamstring injury, and he finished ranked 12th in the world. But the outlook isn't bleak. He feels confident in his physical appearance. He now shaves his head.
Looking back on it, I was like, man, I wish I did this a long time ago.
And he makes money for it, endorsing a head-shaving blade. And Zach Lund feels good about his event. He says the Olympic skeleton track up at Whistler fits his style. He doesn't have the pressure of being the favorite this time. And finally, he gets to race. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Vancouver.